will now to Seattle, the first city in the country to mandate a $15 an hour minimum wage. The new law takes effect next April, and it'll be phased in over 3 years. But there are already many challenges, both at the ballot box and in court. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Challenges to Seattle's $15 an hour minimum wage law are advancing on several fronts. One is being cooked up inside a small Seattle cafe.
Do you by chance need a punch card?
Angela Koff's business, Flying Apron Bakery, employs about 30 people. She has two retail locations that sell gluten-free and vegan food.
We've got scones and muffins and cake and cupcakes and...
Koff is a supporter of raising the minimum wage, but the current plan requires small businesses like hers to pay $15 an hour by 2021, and that rises to more than $17 an hour by 2024. She thinks $12.50 an hour would be a reasonable compromise.
We have no idea what is going to happen as a result of the ordinance. We have no idea. There's never been a city who's actually gone this aggressive on increasing the minimum wage. Any of the prior city examples have spent years increasing to essentially the rate we're at now.
Ann Koff says the plan was rushed through the city council in record time. A lot of the people she talks to don't even know it's become law.
And when they think about it, they're like, whoa, wait a second. We didn't actually think that was going to go through. That actually went through. That was signed into law.
So Koff and the group she co-chairs, Forward Seattle, are trying to put the law up for a vote.
Hi there. Interested in signing a petition?
Forward Seattle co-chair Katrina Tugatti is collecting signatures in front of Koff's Cafe.
There was a minimum wage law recently passed in Seattle, mm-hmm. and what we want is to put it on the ballot so Seattle voters can vote it, up or down.
That will happen in November if Forward Seattle can collect more than 16,000 signatures before July 2nd. Angela Koff says she's basically turned her business over to her husband so she can make the deadline.
Because we don't have much time. And this is our last opportunity to try to do something about this and make sure that we're heard.
Seattle's minimum wage law is also being challenged in court. The International Franchise Association says the law discriminates against franchise holders who operate Subways, McDonald's, and a host of less-known brands.
My name is Kathy Lyons, and with my husband and I, we own Bright Star Care here in North Seattle.
Kathy Lyons is a plaintiff in the suit. She employs 22 people in a franchise business that provides in-home care for seniors. The new law regards all franchisees as big businesses because of their connection to a larger corporate parent. That requires them to phase in the $15 an hour minimum wage faster than other small businesses. Lyons says that puts businesses like hers at a disadvantage.
We're just like our partners down the street who provide home care that are not a franchise. And to put us on a different level of playing field to be able to compete is just not just, in my terms, un-American. You know, that's all I can say.
Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray says challenges to the city's minimum wage law are just a distraction. The city, he notes, is on solid legal footing in terms of how the law regards franchisees. And as for the ballot challenges, Murray says he isn't surprised by them, but he is disappointed.
I worry that this is going to poison the atmosphere between business and employees in this city. I thought we had a way to come together. No one was happy, but no one is ever happy when you work on a compromise.
Murray says if the law is put before voters, he thinks it will win at the ballot box. And supporters of the law say they're prepared to fight for it.
I don't think there's any standing still. It's still up in the air.
Philip Locker is one of the founders of 15 Now. That's the group that's been advocating for a $15 an hour minimum wage plan that's even more aggressive than the one Seattle lawmakers just passed. Locker says the strategy for preserving the new minimum wage law is to ensure that it spreads beyond Seattle.
Either we succeed in spreading $15 throughout King County and Washington State and nationwide, or Seattle's going to be under enormous pressure from business to undermine, water down further, and eventually overturn the 15 that was passed here. It's not secure. It's not stable.
And the fight is likely to be a long one. Whatever happens in the courts or on November's ballot, several other groups have announced their intention to challenge the law as well. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.
And you're listening to Here and Now.